When I start talking about the halachos of schach, which is the primary shema of the sukkah, is nikra shem the schach. That's the most important part of your sukkah. So the first halacha is that the schach should be thick enough that it is creating a majority of tzel, a majority of shade, which means that down below, because of your schach on top, you will have more shade than you will have sun. Now, there could be a situation where maybe on the side of your sukkah you have less schach, and towards the end of the day where the sun's coming in at an angle, because of the angle that it's coming in, it looks like there's a lot more sun down below. But when the sun is directly above, it's clear that there's more schach than non-schach. There's more tzel than chametz. So that's kosher. Or you happen to have the part of your walls you left open, you just with a screening type of a thing. So it's open, so a lot of sun comes in. That's not a problem. But based on this, the schach on top, if the walls would be full, if there's based on the schach on top, the majority is going to be considered covered, so that's fine. So the first is that the halacha is that it has to be, you have to have a nice schach on top. So how far can you take this schach? I'll make it very thick, and even thicker and thicker, until the point that I don't worry about rain anymore. Right, no rain will come in, it's so thick. So if we want to make the schach in such a way that you still could see out. You could, at nighttime, you could look up and you can see the stars. So that would be the chachila. So you want to find that balance until you make sure you're covering, but you're not covering too much. If you cover to the point that you can't see any stars, it's still kosher. If you cover to the point that the chamim won't come in, so the Mishabura brings that the chachila were, interesting halacha, with the chachila were poiselet as a gzeres bias. In a situation where you cannot correct it, whatever reason, your person could be so much to rely on sitting as such a sukkah, but the chachil, that's a problem. So that's not an eitzah to solve the problem of making it so thick you won't have to worry about the rain. That wouldn't be a solution. When you want to make your sukkah that it's sails to merubah, it's not just enough that you say, well, my sukkah is a very large sukkah. I look at the overall area, and the majority is well covered, so it's sails to merubah. But the few spots which are pretty sparse, and over there in those spots are chametz to merubah. There's more sun coming in. So that's not an eitzah. The person has to make sure that every area of the sukkah is, the majority of it is sail versus chama. Well, how much would be a problem if you would create a sheer sukkah, which is chametz merubah, that's going to be already problematic because that area is a sukkah and it's not covered properly. What's the area of a sukkah is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. So a person wants to be careful at that point. Another point we'll talk about, the next Sunday, Mr. Hashem, we'll talk about if there actually are spaces where you actually have air spaces and gaps in the sukkah, is that a problem or not? We'll talk about that, and then we'll talk about the materials and some of the different halachas of how to be misachah properly. Have a good morning.